Hey Elul, Sunday the 11th of August, Rabbi Yossi Shlomo Cohen, Hachona Le Elul.
Good morning, Rabbi Yossi. It's the first time we've had this chia, the honor of speaking here at the Torah Way in Gold's Green. I'd like to thank Rabbi Dudi Itzkovitz for giving me this pleasure and honor. Whenever one goes on a journey, one has to plan the journey in advance. You go from A to B, you have to know how you're going to get from A to B. So some people in the olden days used to take a map or work out the route they're going to take. For example, this morning I came out from Stanford to the Golders Green, the various routes. And lately the fashion is you just program your GPS. But even then, you have to listen to the voice in order to be able to get to your destination. We, Rabbeisai, have begun a journey, a very important, vital one, the early days of Elul, and our destination, Be'ezer Hashem Yisparach, is to get to Ne'ila. That's the spitz, that's the peak that we're hoping to arrive. And we're hoping to get there in the best possible state, in the purest possible state, the highest level of tshuva, and Vekas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we can possibly reach. But this has to be planned. If we plan it properly, from today, we can make sure we'll arrive at our destination the best possible way. For that, we have to listen to the voice. And what better voice than the voice of the Torah HaKadosha, as explained by Chazal HaKadoshim and the Mefarshim. Often, because one doesn't quite plan the route, one tends, perhaps, to wander from the route. You wander here, you wander there, you try this, you try that. If you're not focused, and you don't aim properly, and you follow the path and follow the voice, then, chas v'shalom, you don't end up where you'd like to be. So let's begin with the voice of the Novi Micha, b'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a very well-known pasuk, which we name in the Torah, Micha Kapitel Vav, where Micha says, he asks the question that Klal Yisrael, in the name of Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says in Micha Kapitel Vav, Pasuk Vav, Bamo Akadeim Hashem, Ikaf Lelokei Moroi. In what way, how can I come, approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Metzudah says? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done so much for us. How can I be Misratzeh to come before Him? Ikaf Lelokei Moroi, Ikaf Zaloshen Hachno, to subjugate myself, to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with submission, with the correct feelings of Achna before Yom Hadin. How do I do this? Should I come to Him with Oilois, with Karbonos, Bagolim, B'nei Shona, the best type and standard of Karbonos? Thousands of rhymes, Meribah boys, tens of thousands of Dachle Shomet. Ha'etin B'chayri Pishi, should I give my B'chayr for my sins? Privitni, my children, offer them up, chatas nashi, because of the sins of my soul. That's what a person, the Klal Yisrael, asks from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Novi representing Klal Yisrael. Says the Rabbi Nishal Olam, b'shem the Novi, Higid lecha odom ma toiv, I will tell you, man, what is good, umo Hashem doyresh mincha. What does Hashem want from you? That's all the question we want to know. We're standing here at the beginning of Elul. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us? Says the Navi, Kim, only. Asois mishpat, va'ahavas chesed, va'atznea leches im alekecha. And I want to translate these words according to the Radak. Says the Radak, Asois mishpat, what does it mean? We're now being told the message, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. How will you get as close as possible to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Forget about everything else. All the karbonos you're thinking of bringing, and all your other ideas of what you imagine is the way to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Navi, no. Asos Mishpat, Yichloil includes Kol HaMitzvos Shebein Odom Lachaveira. Every mitzvah which comes under the category of an Odom Lachaveira, Kumoin Nizkin Momoin, causing damage to somebody else, in the various ways that one can cause damage, whether it's financial or verbal, whatever it is, Udvorim Acherim. That's Asos Mishpat. Va'avas Chesed, to love Chesed, says Radak, does mean Avas Chesed. Who gemilas chasodim ve'yaseh yoisim in a royal light. Not just gemilas chasodim doing kindness, but doing more, going that extra mile. Lefnei mishoras hadin im gemilas chasodim. And finally, vatznea leches im elokecho, says the Radak, means yichud hakeli sporach v'havosoi b'chol levovoi b'chol nafshoi. Taka becoming to a madriga where a person feels close in loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'havtos Hashem elokecho b'chol levovcho v'chol nafshcho v'chol meidecho, as we say every day. Why is that called atznea? Because that's something which only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. Hashem yira lelevov. Adam yira le'naim. People can see external things, but the real, true kesher person has HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something which is atznea leches melekech. So this is what the Novi says. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. Asis mishpat, v'avas chesed, v'atznea leches melekech. Rabbeinu Yoina, in Shari Tshuva, in two different places, elaborates on this. But the famous words, which are so beautiful to see every time, is in Shar Shlishi, Os Yud Gimel, when he quotes this pasuk, and he says, "V'yesh b'mitzvos aseh menachamurois, the real chamurois, the stringent ones, the difficult ones, the important ones. She'ein hamoin ha'om lishorim b'hem. That some people," says Rabbeinu Yonah, he testifies, "are not careful with them." And he says, for example, "Gemilas chasodim, she'ein mitzvos aseh, she'nema v'oidat olahem." The pasuk of Shemoi Shud Cheskov, Es Haderech Yelchuba, teach them the way they should go. What's this way? Zul Gemilas Chasodim. And he goes on to quote Mamori Chazal, Gemilas Chasodim is greater than Stoka, for various reasons. And then he comes to this pasuk and he says, V'zois min achamurois, this is one of the most stringent things, Umin ha'ikorim, the fundamental things, Han midroshim, which are requested, which are asked, min ha'adam, Shanemar, and he quotes this pasuk, Mo Hashem derish mincha, ki im asais mishpat v'abas chesed. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, Ki chayov Adam, a person is obligated, litroyach, to bother himself, bedrishas toiv la'amoy, to seek ways to do good for his people. V'lishkoid, ba'amal nafshoy, lishkoid doesn't have smother, normally used for learning Torah. No, a person has to invest time, effort, thought, ba'amal nafshoy, toiling al takonas chaveroy, to see how he can help his friend. Im dal ve'im osher, be he poor or rich, because Gemilas Chasodim includes everyone, unlike Tzedakah, as Chazal say. And there's an interesting thing I've noticed. The pasuk says, Mo Hashem shoel mincha, ki'im le'yiras Hashem alekecha. What does Hashem ask from you? Yiras shamayim. Here actually the pasuk says, Mo Hashem doiresh mincha. What's the difference between shoel and doiresh? You can ask someone for something. Can you do me a favor? That's called the shayla. Doiresh is when you demand something from someone. I need it. You doiresh. It's not just a shayla. It's a request in a way that I have to have this done for me. Hashem shoel mecha ki'im le'yiro. Yiro shaman is very basic, but something more basic than that. And that Baruch says that I have to have. But Hashem doiresh mecha. Baruch demands from us these basics. So it's mishpat avas chesed. This is what we're talking about here. Gemilas chasodim. Abi Sidus, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's what the Novi tells us. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. So we come before Elul and think, what can I do? How can I mechazen myself? Ich weiß, was ich sein, this chumra and this chumra, and be marich and this tefillah and this. Says the Novi, no, got it all wrong. Mo Hashem derish mecha, haseis mishpat, v'avas chesed. Avas chesed, do more kindness than you can normally do. Think of Gemilas Chasodim. Think of Gemilas Chaveroi. That's where you've got to strengthen yourself. That's the path to take. There's a beautiful Chofetz Chaim, which I think to myself is Mamish Baruch HaKodesh. Chofetz Chaim is in the Psich of Avas Chesed, and he explains the Psukim of Parashas Ekev. Rabbi Yisai, Mamish Baruch HaKodesh. We know, repeatedly mentioned throughout Sefer Dvorim, are the various Madregas of Yiras Shemayim and Avodas Hashem. Besides for the Mitzvot Masiyos, we talk about Yiras Hashem, we talk about Avas Hashem, and we're talking about Dveikus Bashem. Yiras Shemayim, you know, fear of heaven. Avas Hashem, v'ahavta Hashem elokecha, and Dveikus. Just the word about Dveikus. The Ramban says that Dveikus means a person that the whole day long he's dovok, he cleaves in his thoughts, in his mind, he's aware of the fact that we're in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Pasuk says, v'atam adveikim Hashem elokechem, chayim kulchem ayoyim. Possibly you know well from Veschanon. So there's a famous part which various mafarshim say that what's the pasuk telling us here? Atam hadvekim b'Hashem elokeichem, chayim kolchem hayoyim. In other religions, the Havdil, they say, yes, it's perhaps possible for a person to be Dovok in Ruchnius, to be on a very high spiritual madriga, but it's not this world. This world is a gashmistic, a mundane world. No, perhaps in the more spiritual spheres, there it's possible to cleave to Ruchnius. And they say, and even if it is possible in this world, it's only for very, very spiritual people, not just us, no, certain people reach very high madriga. And even them, it's only later on in life, after years and years of avodah, then they can come to madriga. So it's possible. Va'atem advekim Hashem elokeichem, chayim, it can be done here whilst we're alive, kulchem, everybody can do it, hayoim, we can do it today. Don't imagine and think that some far-off avodah, which is not for us, some people. It's chayim kulchem hayoim. And therefore, when we talk about vekas, we have to know that's not some madriga, which is a chavetz for kedoyle Yisrael and for Rebbes. Every single Yid can reach that madriga. Chayim kulchem hayoim. So there's yira, and there's ava, and there's vekas. So the Chavetz Chaim points out to Dovan Niflo Mo'it. He says, in Parashas Akev, we find these madrigas. If we look carefully, we'll notice that the pasuk is put differently each time in a certain way, the way the pasukim are written. The first one is pasuk ches kapitul bov. It's worthwhile having a look at this. The pasuk says, "V'shamarto es mitzvos Hashem elokecha, you shall keep the mitzvos, lo leches bidrochov uleyira oisai." That's pasuk number one. Next pasuk is kapitul yud, pasuk yud beis. There the pasuk says, Ba'atah Yisrael, the famous pasuk, Mo Hashem Elokecha Hashem Me'imach Ki'im Le'yiros Hashem Elokecha Lo Leches B'chol Derachov Ula Ahava Oisai V'la Avoid Es Hashem Elokecha B'chol Avavcha B'chol Nafshecha. You don't need to translate. The third pasuk is Kapitel Yud Aleph Pasuk Chof Beis. There the pasuk says, Ki'im Shomer Tishmurun Es Kol HaMitzvah Azois Asher Noich Limitzah Ve'eschem La'asoiso. So the first pasuk, we mention Yira. The second pasuk, we go up to Ahava. And the third pasuk, finally, comes to the spitz, the peak, Uledov Kavoy, Dveikus Hashem. Okay, so we know that is the ladder, the sulam of Aliyah that one has to follow. There's Yira. Then there's Ava, we come closer, and it's a love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then it's the Vekus. Says the Chofetz Chaim, take a closer look at the Pasuk, and you'll see that each time mentioned in this Pasuk, there's the same phrase, and that is, Lo Leches Bidrochem. There's a mitzvah maaseh, mitzvah neraisa, v'holachto bidrochem. You should go in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Take Chazal, how do you go in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How do you follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ma'hu rachum, af ata rachum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is merciful. You should be merciful. Ma'u chanon, afat ha-chanon. Ma'u goyim al-chesed, afat ha-goyim al-chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we see the midness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is kulei toiv v'meitiv, is mitzvi on us, kindness in every form the whole time. That's what we have to do. The way you mekayim v'alachti v'drochav is v'chesed. Says the Chofetz Chaim, take a look at the pasuk. The pasuk begins, the first pasuk. V'shomarta es mitzvah s'asham alekecha, l'leches v'drochav o l'yira oisai. How do you get to Yira Shemayim? The answer is the leches bedrochem, through kindness, through chesed, through kavanas chesed, mo Hashem derish mimcha. Through that, you get to Yiras Shomayim. Now, you might have thought, fine, a person taka Yiras Shomayim, the emes, the somim, the liboy, is the person who fears and feels the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and is metaktik and mitzvahs, and then so fine, okay, so now we're coming, come now is Ruchni. Oh, now, forget about everybody else. Now he's climbing this ladder higher, and he's going to reach the highest spheres of Ruchnias and Yerushalayim and Kedusha and Tara, oh, what you watch it, says the Pasuk. How do you get from Yira to Ava, Yud to Beis? Mua Hashem Elokecha Hashem Me'imach, Ki'im le'Yira es Hashem Elokecha, then lo leches b'chol derochav, ula Ava Yisrael. How do you get from stage 1 to stage 2, from first floor to second floor, from Yira to Ava? Here the lo leches comes after Yerushalayim. Before, it was before. Now, after it came the Yira, lo leches b'chol derocha b'la'avo, he said. You know how you get from Yira to Avo? Or to only with lo leches b'chol derocha. Don't imagine and think that you can jump the Madrigas without using the medium of Mahu Rachum Afanach. V'yaseis mishpat v'avas chesed. And so on in the next pasuk. When we come to the last pasuk, there again, the Torah moves that phrase one up. It moves it further. And this we have to take note of. Says the pasuk, again, in Yud Aleph Chof Beis, after the pasuk of Kriyat Shema, Ki, in Shomer Tishman Skol HaMitzvah HaZois, Sha'anoich HaMitzvah HaSem Naso, He said, Le'aha Bo'es Hashem Elekeichem, then, Lo Leches B'chol Derochav, U'ledov Kavoi. If you want to reach the next Madrega, from Avo, to Dveikus, Mrechman Hoicha Madregas Do, you might have thought, what's it got to do with Adonach Veiroi? You know, this is all Benon HaMokem, it's me and the Rabbeinu Shalaylam. No. You need Lo Leches B'chol Derochav, the simple Mahu Rachum of Atarachum, in order to get from Avo to Dveikus. You're flying up there, but you'll be completely detached. You'll float away if you don't keep your feet on ground and make sure it's Mahu Rachum of Atarachum. So right the way, we're told here, what is the way, the ladder of Aliyah, to get from one floor to the next, in Ruchnis, Madregas, this is the Hechste Madregas, Madveikus, the only way is simply, Lo Leches B'chol Derochav, Lo Lachta B'drochav. Which is much what the Novi is saying. Ma Hashem Derish Mokha, what you've been asked for. You've been asked simply, but the Novi says, Chesed, Gemilus Chesed, kindness, Yoise, go that extra mile, what can I do, how can I help someone? Vazuman Achamuru, as Rabbeinu Yonah says, this is what a person has to invest all his time and koyach and effort in. And that's what we have to be looking for during the Chodesh El. You have to think of ways and means, look around. How can I help a person? You know, malish, this means it's an avoida, lishkoi ba'amal nafshoi. Person has to horrify on this. What can I do? He needs help. How can I help a person? You've got to think down, think about it. As if he was sitting there, Kashir, Be'iyun, whatever it is, now I've got to set aside time. Who can I help? How can I help him? Which ways can I help him? Who needs help? Whether it's shidduchim, where any kind of aitzas a person can give him, business, in health. How can I help people? This is the avoida sayoim of Chodesh Elul, which will to follow the voice of the Novi and Chazal to be able to get to the highest Madrega. You want to think now, I want to be by Ne'ilah, by the highest Madrega. This is the well-trodden, clear path which Chazal have shown us. This and only this, because this is what the Novi is saying. You're coming along with Olus and Gels and Mises with Karbonus and Madregas. Cut it out. Mu'ashem Dorish Mu'cha, this is what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. If you can do this, you'll get to your destination. If you don't, you'll end up who knows where. This is what you have to do. There's a Gevaldig Maisa, which is, even if you heard it, it's mamish, one has to go over this Maisa every year just to remind myself of this. Simcha Zissel, the Alta von Kelem, once had a dream during Elul. The dream was, you might have heard the story, but I think it's worth chattering over. To get the message. He had a dream that Rabbeinu Yonah, the Shaar HaTshuva, was coming to town. He was coming to Kelm to give a drosha. Why was he excited? Can you imagine Rabbeinu Simcha Zissel every Elul sat and learned Rabbeinu Yonah and went through Shaar HaTshuva again and again and explained it and expounded on it and taught it. And now Rabbeinu Yonah is coming to town. Poo! Wow, and they'll set lach up. So in the dream, he sees himself getting up, going out in the street, and following everyone towards the main shul in Kelm. Throngs were approaching the shul. He's amongst them. And there's a man by the door monitoring the situation, allowing people in, and he comes to the door and he puts a hand in front of him. You can't go in. He says, who are you? What are your credentials? So he says, Simcha Zissel. What are you? So he says, I'm a Malamed here in Kelm. Where? What? Talmud Torah of Kelm. I'm the Rosh Yeshiva. Can't go in. He says, what do you mean I can't go in? I learned Shaar HaTshuva. I came to Rabbeinu Yonah. How can I miss this once in a lifetime? No, you can't go in. He starts enumerating his chusim and he starts saying, what do you mean? I give shmushim to the bochrim and I have so many talmidim, hundreds of them over the years. Can't go in. And he's getting desperate. How can he miss this Jewish prophecy of Rabbeinu Yonah himself? Finally, he says to him, well, tell me a bit about your family. So he says, well, I'm the father of Rav Nochum Velvele. You're the son of Nochum Zeb, Rav Nochum Velvele. Are you the father of Nochum Velvele? Then you can go in. And he was allowed in, and he woke up. So he woke up, he was amazed. You know, how come that it's only he with his own horse has got no right to go in, and it's only his horse, his son of Nachavelvale, he can go into the ship. What's he done? So immediately he contacted the son and said, I must speak to you. He said, What have you done? He said, what do you know what I've done? Well, I've done nothing. There must be something special that you've done, which is, in your chus have been allowed to go, Rabbeinu Yonah, the whole Avodah Sa'el depends on this. So he was racking his brains. So he said, the only thing I can think of, yeah, who tell me what? So he said, a few weeks ago, must have been a few months ago, you know, people in that time were very, very poor. He said, my father, you know, we can't afford much. And for a long time, I've been going around with a torn pair of boots and going through the snow and the slush in Lithuanian weather there. It was very difficult. My feet were bruised, freezing cold. I never prayed up, couldn't afford it. And finally, I said, I'm going to start. I must have a new pair of boots. And I saved up kopeck by kopeck, penny by penny, in order to be able to buy myself a pair of boots. And finally, the great day came, and I went to the shoemaker, and I managed to acquire this beautiful, stunning new pair of boots, and I was so excited about it. And I had it there ready to wear, put it on the first day. Ah, machaya, such a gishma. And that night, there was a knock on the door, and there's a poor man at the door. And he looked in a very, very sorry state. I brought him in, I gave him to eat, I gave him some stokka, I looked after him, everyone should do. As we went out, I noticed that he was barefoot. Poor man, walking through the stones, and his feet were swollen and cut. He looked in a very sorry state. And I said, where are your shoes? He said, Chomish, I haven't got shoes. So I thought, how can I let a yid like that go around with shoes? And then I had a tremendous mukhama. I was given my new boots that I support on my heart and soul, and I saved up for all these months. Means so much to me. What am I going to wear? No. Took these boots and I gave them to him. I gave them to this poor man that he should be able to go around whatever he's doing with his feet properly clad the way it should be shod, where it should be. So that's it. Oh, those are the maisa. This maisa chesed, this is what has been shown to me. And that's horse. In other words, all my avodah and all my nivda musa and everything, and all that was not enough to gain me access to hear the words of Rabbeinu Yonah, which is the greatest thing possible for me in my life. It was this simple, pure, fantastic act of chesed. This is what did it. This is Mamish Tovot. Here you go. He was looking for avodah sa'elo to go and hear Shari Tshuva, and he was told, you want to have a passport? You want to get a ticket to be able to be zeicher, to succeed in the avodah sa'elo? This is it. It's chesed, and the greatest apostle, Yosef HaMashasarach, about that he wasn't chayav to give away his shoes. Why should he go barefoot? Oh, but the fact that he went the extra mile, he was ready to give that up, those are the greatest zach. That's that story. Oh, but without that, without proper avodah, not machaveroi, one can't. There's another story told about, as a younger man who knew his father was a great tzaddik, and he knew his father had been zoicha to Gilu Eliyo. Zoicha to a revelation of Eliyahu Hanavi himself. He always asked his father, how can I want to be zoicha to Gilu Eliyo? His father pushed him off. That's too young, not your time yet. And finally, his father listened to him. His father said, you know something? If you fast for 40 days, and then come back to me. So fasted for 40 days, no easy job. And he came back to his father and said, right, father, I'm not supposed to, now what? Now, spend the whole night learning. The whole night without interruption, learning Torah and Efshin Bezecha to Gilu Elio. So after Marev, Shtetzach, stayed on Mitzvah, everybody had gone, sent the last person out, locked the door, and sat down to learn. Back of his mind, waiting, Gilu Elio. Finally, there's a knock on the door. Knock on the door, and he opens the door. And there's a mishuloch there, Mr. Thompson, also looking in a sorry state. So he says to him, what can I do for you? You know, we're quite in a bit of a rush, because he must interrupt us. Learning. What can I do for you? So he said, I'd like to come in. He says, sorry, not tonight. You know, tonight you can't come in. This place is, I've got the time here. So what do you mean? This is a shul, it's public property, and it's freezing cold outside. I'm sorry, I can't help you. No, tonight I can't. You have to find somewhere else, go somewhere else. Bang the door, and he went and sat down to his learning. A few hours later, he sees the sun's rays beginning to shine. The first people coming into shul, and he's so, so disappointed. He's fasted 40 days, sat in the whole night. So he goes to crying to his father, and he says to his father, What happened? I followed all your instructions. So his father said to him, tell me, you didn't get a visit in the middle of the night? So he said, yes, I came to the shul, I came to disturb you, want to come to the shul. What? Say that again? So he repeated it again. He said, well, the first time I saw Eliyahu HaNavi, you also came to rest as a Mesulach like that in the middle of the night. Do you really think that by keeping a Yid out in the cold, in the snow, you'd be Zeicha to Gil Eliyahu? No, that's not the way to Gil Eliyahu. It's all fasting and everything. It's only by going that extra, showing the extra muscle of Chesed, a person can be Zeicha. Otherwise, but go on a shelf, you can never be Zeicha. Without Bin Adon HaVeirai, there's no way to do it. And not only that, but sometimes, if one ignores Bin Adon HaVeirai, it defeats the whole object. And you lose the whole purpose. And you end up in the wrong way possible. Again, Raya from last week's Sedra. Agar, I must mention that this Chofetz Chaim, I mentioned to you before, I was wondering where, obviously, the Chofetz Chaim, Baruch HaKodesh, perhaps from this Pasuk of Micha, was very interesting. Rashi, three times we mentioned this Pasuk, L'leches b'chol d'rochav, starting for the first one, before Yerushalayim, then again Yerushalayim to Ava, and then Ava to Dveikus. Each time the Pasuk says, L'leches b'chol d'rochav. Rashi, at the last Pasuk, in Kapuk Yud Aleph Pasuk Chafbeis, where we're talking about just before Dveikus, Rashi comes along and says, you know what Alechas B'chod Rochav means? Mahu Rachum, Af'ato Rachum, Hugoim El Chasodim, Ato Tigm El Chasodim. Suddenly Rashi wakes up there. Rashi, why didn't Rashi say it the first time it's mentioned, right at the beginning before Yerushalayim? I say it's Rashi trying to tell us this. That you shouldn't think that we're talking here about different Madrigas. Now here Rashi says it, to tell you that here when you're holding after Yeran, after Avo, and you're way up to Dveikus, yeah, Alechas B'chod Rochav means exactly the same thing still. It hasn't changed. Mahu rachum afat rachum. Mahu geim lechasodim afat tigim lechasodim. Therefore, Rashi says at the end to stress the point. Perhaps otherwise, only dovahu to kasha. Why didn't Rashi say it earlier? The third time we're repeating it. Hefshadus of the pshat. Now, this week's Seder and Shoftim, we learn about the fact that I meant last week's Seder. I'm still in Shabbos. Yeah. Sorry. So the Pasuk tells us that the Kohen Mashiach. Mashiach Bechoma used to come along and tell the people before they went out in Bechoma, Mi ho ish asher bona bais, Mi ish asher nota keren, Mi ho ish asher eras ish avalei lekocha, all these three, Yeilech v'yoshuv lebeisoi, the same loshen, Pen yomus ba melchoma, v'ish ache yach mechenu, referring to the bais, Pen yomus ba melchoma, v'ish ache yach alalenu, referring to the keren, and Pen yomus ba melchoma, v'ish ache yach kochena, referring to the eras ish avalei lekocha. Here again, Rashi comes to explain the translation of the word Panyomus Bamelchoma. Says Rashi, the third time we're talking about the Eras Isha, Yoshuv, he should return Panyomus, because he might die. She'im lo yishma ledibere hakoyen, kedayu sheyomus. If he won't listen to the words of the Kohen, who's telling him to leave, kedayu sheyomus. He deserves to die. Sha'afaverta, kedayu sheyomus. But the thing is, why does Rashi only say it the third time? So it's the same posit three times. Kerem, Bais, Kerem, and then Isha. Rashi only says it the third time. So I saw from Ramot Chodruk Sochayin Levracha, on Magidim in Yerushalayim, he says like this, why should a person not want to listen to the Mashiach Muhammad? He's telling him, if you're in the Matzah, the Yivon HaBais, you're potter. Finish your potter. Go home. Not a Kerem, Eloi Chilalai, you're potter. Etc. Eras Isha, you're potter. Why do you know? Teretz is, he, out of his rizus and his rotzen az, his strong rotzen, his cheshav to go and fight on behalf of Klal Yisrael, as the pasuk says, it's doch Hashem al kima holich imochem orain and Hakadosh Baruch Hu is holich imochem lochem lochem. So he wants to free himself from the ptur. How does he do that? Very simple. He has an eitzah. He has a bias. He's mafkir the bias. True. If I've got a bias, v'lecha nochoy, I'm in a matzav where I don't have to go to mechoma. Oh, I'm going to be mafkir the bias. And what happens then? It's not my bias. So I'm not in the category of someone who's yesterday bias. I have a kerem. Same thing. I have a mafkir the kerem. Is that okay? That's fine. Nothing wrong with that. Because I no longer am exactly the same status as everybody else. And therefore, I have to go to Mecham. What's the third fellow going to say? Eras isha v'lei lekocha. Ich will gain amulchama. Oh, but eras isha. How can I do that? You know what? I'll patter her. Just like you give mafkir bias. So you can give a get to his wife. Fine. So I'll give her a get, and then with the ganze plan and the reasons for the Muhammad, I'll go to Muhammad. Ay, 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 ay. The Torah says, it's very nice if you've got a bias, and you mask the bias is not going to feel it. Nor will the Kerem going to feel it. But how can a person, at the expense of his wife, he's going to say, I want to go to Muhammad, and Mela, I'll give her a get and leave her, in order to be chayiv once again to Muhammad. Says Rashi, Im lo yishma nedivri akoyim kedai hu sheyomus. You can't expect to come along with a grace of cheshek of Avodas Hashem to fight for Klal Yisrael at somebody else's expense. No, no, that's not the way. At the expense of the wife, you're going to give her a get, and therefore, I'll smach that, go and fight the Muhammad. Yes, you will be potter, but that's not the way to do it. You don't tread on another yid, chas v'sholem, in order to reach your madregas. And that's what the Torah is telling. That's why Rashi only stresses it the third time. This person, kadai u'sheyomus. Perhaps the other person, whose mafkir is biased, wonderful, he's done the right thing. He's found the legal loophole to be able to go to Muhammad, and saying with the carrot. But when it comes to Isha, yes, you found the legal loophole, very nice. But look at whose expense. Torah doesn't want that. Kedai u'sheyomus. That's where you're going to go about things. So he said, Amos Chadruk, that Shalom Shadran Zachon Nebracha was at that drasha, and he jumped up, and he said, Der Wort ist wert $100. Exactly. All excited about it. A real Musadik Wort. But again, look how you see it in the Rashi. Why is Rashi otherwise say? Okay, Rabbi Yisai, out in the end of the time. So that's the message, loud and clear, plain and simple. If you want to get to our destination, the Mitzvah Hashem, which is the highest Madrega for Yom Kippur, for Ne'ilah, the way is quite clear. Mo Hashem, doyresh mimcha, ki'im asis mishpah, avas chesed, v'atznei alechasem leikecha, sh'ul b'yizorich et ha'gud avaydes ha'elol, v'ezer Hashem, to a k'siva v'chassin v'tayva, ha'gud k'ben shtiyot.